Tovresh Pei Beis. Kol Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. All the 8 days of Chanukah. Oimer, one recites Al Hanisim. Throughout the 8 days of Chanukah, one recites Al Hanisim. Bebirkas, I'm also doing benching. Bebirkas Haoretz. In the book of Birkas Haoretz. Mr. Boer is going to tell us exactly what it is. Bebirkas Uvitfila in Shmoin Esser Bebirkas Moidim. And in Shmoin Esser, we say it in midst of Moedim. Vim loy ama, top of page 296. Vim loy ama, and if one failed to say it, ein machzirin oise, one doesn't go back. Humiu, however, im niska ba oise bracha, if you remember, in the middle of the bracha, kol zman shalai hizkir es Hashem, as long as you didn't say the name of Hashem, afilu even nizkar, even if he remembers, between ato, the word ato and the word of Hashem, choyzer, you go back. So as long as you didn't say the word Hashem, the name of Hashem, you go back. Yesh oimim, some say, shochal anisim v'vekes amozen, some say that if you forgot to say ananisim in benching, kshimigia l'rachamon, when you get to l'rachamon, yoima, you say, Rachamon, who yasel on nisim when he flows, Rachamon should, the merciful one, who yasel on, who should make for us nisim, miracles when he flows and wonders, kashem, just like Shasisel Abbasin, just like he made to our forefathers, Biomi Mohemi, those days, Pismanazay, in our times, Pimimatsio Benyachin Koengol, Kwanisbaim. So fine, so there is a way out over here, this Rachamon, as you get to the Rachamons, he said, by the way, interestingly, I don't know what to say, where do you find this Rachamon normally? He said, I don't know if it's ever happened to you. Where do you find the Rachamon? Where do you find this Rachamon? If you get after over there, Yerushalayim, oh, forgot Al Hanisim.
In brackets.
Where is it? Where is it printed?
You don't need to print it.
So, I don't know, for some reason,
it's
depend.
Easy.
Well, pardon?
It's very easy to remember. Harachamon who yasel on anisim, kasher asad avisin b'yom ha'im b'zman hazeb, b'yom ha'tisyo, etc.
Yeah. So you found it is. You don't need that. You don't need to print it because you went. But all right, okay. But I'm saying if some person wants, it's interesting. I don't know what the. I feel I don't know. It would make sense that it would be printed where. With Rachamons, I think it would make sense that it's printed with Rachamons. It often isn't. I've seen it there as well, but it often isn't. Often it is with Alanism. I know that some Siddurim. It's with Alanism, either on top or on bottom Alanism. I don't know what the seichel of that is, but that's the way it often is. So you search and search and search, and often you find Alanism. Okay, that's a side point. Let's see what the Mishnah was away. Is it here?
It's not even here.
It's not even there.
A lot of benches just leave out.
Yeah, a lot of benches. Not, yeah. They assume that you're not going to forget. Yeah. Now, do you say Alanisim or do you say Ve Alanisim? Ve Alanisim? Oh, very correct. Says the Mishnah Buin, they've got an Aleph. So, interesting, Mishnah Buin is very often you find him being, you know, medactic on the exact wordings. You find it's very important to be accurate. Oim Alanisim, Kosovo Sforim, the Sforim, right? Shebenusach Alanisim Yoyim, Ve Alanisim Bevav. You should say Ve Alanisim. Hein Betfele, whether it's in the Shemana Esem, Bevekas Amozen, whether it's in Bevekas Amozen. This is generally, I agree with you, generally this is known as Nusach Sfad. Generally does the Ve Alanisim. Nusach Ashkenaz normally says Alanisim, but Mishnah Buin prefers rather Nusach Ve Alanisim. Kshamdo Aleim, he says, not what is the another nusach instead of Kshamdo Aleim? What?
Kshamad.
Kshamad Aleim. Some addition to Kshamad. He says, no, you don't do Kshamad, you say Kshamdo Aleim. Here's the Dalek Tebas Aleim. Tachachachim Alam Chisol. Birkas Amoz, Mishnebus, if cotton base. Birkas Amoz, and Birkas Oritz, with Philip Birkas Amoz. Matam. The Kula Milsa the Chanukah, the entire topic, the theme, the idea of Chanukah is. Ikoro, its main point is Hoido'o, he. It's thanking to Hashem. Consequently, it makes sense that we say Alanisim. In Shmoneh Esser, after Moedim, Moedim is about thanking. In line with that, you say afterwards, Alanisim, we've here come in Shalosh b'Chanukah v'Purim. Ain maskirin shel Chanukah. When it comes to Alamichre v'Alakolkol v'Atnuvas Asoda, you will not say Alanisim. Ain maskirin shel Chanukah v'Purim. There isn't there for some interesting reason which deserves really a bit of a thought. You do say in Yalav Yovo. You do say. What do you say in Alanisim? In Alamichya Shabbos, you'll say. You'll say Rosh Chodesh. You'll mention Yom Tovim, but Chanukah and Purim, you don't say Alam Echiyo. Why is that? Very good question. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say why. It may have to do with the fact that by Shmone Esse, if you don't say Alam Nisim, you don't have to go back. So it's not Ma'akev. So therefore, because Alam Echiyo, they didn't put it in because it's not Ma'akev. It's not so as it were important. It's not so crucial, so therefore didn't put in the Lamechil. Right. But I think that the question is better than the answer.
I think should be well.
One of his topics. Right, okay, okay. Yeah. Now, why is it that we don't go back? Why is the person forgets on an Nisim by benching or by Shmone Esse? He doesn't go back. Why?
Is it the same?
So Mishnah Berurah says slightly different here. In Sifkot and Gimel, it says En Machziri Noisoi. You don't go back. The law of the Reis, and then it's not a Torah obligation. When you think about Shabbos, for instance, saying Retzei on Shabbos, we've got to say Retzei. We've got to have three meals. And it's an obligation to wash three times on Shabbos. So it is an obligation to say Retzei on a kind of Deraisa level. It's touching on a Deraisa. As opposed to when it comes to Alanissim, you don't have to, you know, there's no Deraisa element in it. There's no Torah element in Alanissim, therefore, you don't go back if you forget. The Koyat Filet is whether we're talking about Shmone Esse, because I'm Muslim, or whether it's or whether by benching. Right. Okay. Okay, see, based in Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah says, Shmuel Rechem, who had in Shema came with Tfila, im Achigma Tfila, Terech Bakosha Kodimi Rosn. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah says that if you forget Al Nisim, what you can do is by the end of Shemana, just before you step back, you can then say Rachman Yasl Nisim Kshem Shelso, and then say Al Nisim at the very end of Shemana Esse. Mishnah Berurah says you can't say that since it's not a bracha. You're not saying the Shem Hashem Derech Bracha. Therefore, you're allowed to do that. Yeah, we had in Sifkot and Dalat. We had in Kshem Akem Betfila Achma Tfila Derech Bakosha Kodim Yirotzen.
So you'd say the whole of Al Nisim. You'd say the Harachman and the whole of Al Nisim.
Indeed.
No, not Al
Nisim.
You say
Bimei Rasiyo. Sorry, 100%. Thank you for correcting me. Of course. You go after Rachem and you go straight to Bimei Matzio. Yeah. Sorry, it's correct for pointing out. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's of course Pshat. Yeah. Say base. Gam be Musaf Shel Shabbos, or whether it's Musaf Shabbos Shosh Chodesh, Tzarich La'Azkir Shel Chanukah, on the days that we have a Musaf during Chanukah, which is on Shabbos and on tonight indeed, on Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah and on Shabbos of Chanukah, which we have Musafs, we ought Tzarich La'Azkir Shel Chanukah, you'll also say Ananisim and Bimei Matzio. Afal Pi, although Shein Musaf B'Chanukah, although there is no designated Musaf on Chanukah. So it's for us, it comes as a matter of course. But there is no designated Musaf on Chanukah. Yet, during the Musafs that you do on Chanukah and during the Musafs that you will do on Chanukah, i.e. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you will say that Ananisim during Musaf. Okay. Save Gimel, Ein Oymer Peshem Shasisa. This is the nusach of Shulchan Aruch. He will say, I imagine that's the nusach of the Sfardim nowadays. Some do say it, some don't say it. That is the nusach of some. Okay. See, Simon Tov Reish Pei Gimel, Voisif Echot. With regards to Halel, we recite the full Halel on Chanukah. Now, this is perhaps a bit ironic. Because the goyim minas halal means we say the full halal, as opposed to when. As opposed to Rosh Chodesh, we don't say full halal. We say the halal of Chanukah is of a more significant, more essential, more important level than other days, because Chanukah is made lehoidos ulehalel, very literally. And therefore, there is the intrinsic obligation. Perhaps, according to some Rishonim, it seems that the Chiyuv Halel is even more important than the Chiyuv Hadlokas Neiras Chanukah. So the Chiyuv Halel is very, very important. And consequently, we say full Halel, as opposed to a half Halel, what's called a half Halel, we say the entire Halel. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. It says over here, Kol Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah, all the 8 days of Chanukah, Goyim Rein, we complete this Halel, the entire Halel. Says the Ramav, Kol Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah, Einum Tachnun, we don't say Tachnun. Vetzitkoscha tzedek on Shabbos Chanukah, we don't say tzitkoscha tzedek. Plam natzeach vetzidu kadin. Kam be'erev Chanukah b'mincha, also on erev Chanukah b'mincha, we don't say tachanun. Now the Mishnah Berurah addresses in Sifkot Na'alef the question: why is it that we say every day a halal on Chanukah? Lefish, since b'chol yoim noisaf neis chodosh, there was every day an additional neis, and therefore one says every single day a full halal during Chanukah. Now the tzedek hadin over here refers to cholila. If there is a barminon, if there is a tzedek hadin, is referring to if cholila day is a if there is a if yeah. I don't know what normally what's referred to, but it's talking Baminon if there's Cholila. Now with regards to the Chiyuv Halel, so there is an obligation to say Halel. What about women? Do women say Halel on Chanukah? Are they obligated to say Halel on Chanukah?
Yeah,
you're referring to what? Yudis, absolutely. They were very much an intrinsic part of the Neis, and therefore they, the obligation of Adlikas Neis Chanukah applies to them as well. And the Poskim say that yes, they have also an obligation of reciting Halal. So on Chanukah, more than on Rosh Chodesh, women have obligation to say Halal, according to many Achronim. There's a discussion with regards to the Kaddish that we say. There's a discussion about the Kaddish, which is so confusing. We're going to have the confusion tomorrow morning. Okay, watch out for this confusion. Most years, there's confusion about the Kaddish after Halal tomorrow morning. Watch out. Watch out, the boys say. What do we do during after Halal? Do we say a full Kaddish or half Kaddish? Generally, think about Rosh Chodesh. Remember? After Halal, what do we do? Full Kaddish, right? Correct. Kaddish is Kabbal after Halal. On Chanukah, what do we do? On Chanukah, we do half. Very good. Because we have it Kaddish Iskabel later on. Right. So the point is like this. Kaddish Iskabel, as the word says, Tiskabel, HaKadosh Baruch should accept our tefillah. What's the main aspect of it? What's the main element of tefillah? What's our main part of the tefillah Shemana Esther? Kaddish Iskabel, that's the rule of thumb. Kaddish Iskabel always comes after Shemana Esther. You can't have a Kaddish Iskabel without a Shemana Esther. Now, when it comes to, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh, so you don't say Kaddish straight after Shemana Esser, so you're going to say the Kaddish is Kabbal after Halal. And later on you're going to have a Musaf, and then again you're going to have a Kaddish is Kabbal after Musaf. Very good. That's a regular Rosh Chodesh. Cholamoy, we do the same. That's when it is a Musaf. There's a Halal and there's a Musaf. Right. Chanukah is quite unique, because Chanukah, we don't have a Musaf. So therefore what happens is, that after Shemana Esser, we do have Halal, but you can't have it at the Kaddish Tiskabel, because there's going to be a Kaddish Niskapa later on at the end of davening, and that cannot come without the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, we only have after Halel a Chatzi Kaddish, which is followed by Leining, which is followed by Asher Valetzin, which then at the end you have full Kaddish Niskapa at the end of davening. Therefore, note that on Chanukah we have after Halel a half a Kaddish. And that itself is really quite confusing, and some people will, you see, most do make a point of emphasizing that. That on Chanukah you don't make a full. So if you have an unexperienced Chazan, he'll make a mistake at that point. On Chanukah, he'll want to go through it to this Kabbal and say, oh, no, stop. Right, okay, that's it. So Chanukah, we're used to making half, sort of used to, but challenge number one, but we are fairly used to making half a Kaddish after Halel. But here comes Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah is the real, is double confusion, because then suddenly comes that we do say we have a Musaf, and now suddenly we do say Kaddish Tiskaral. So it's very confusing. It's very confusing. So it's one of those typical scenarios that is confusion. So keep your eye open. Note, tomorrow when there is going to be a Shliach Tzibur, just keep an eye on it. You'll see that there may be, unless he's a very experienced, he knows what he's doing, there will be confusion after the Halel Kaddish. So now what we're learning now, since there is going to be a Musaf, so therefore tomorrow after Halal we say a full Kaddish Iskabel, yeah.
I can shout out.
Yeah, carry on, yeah. Bring along your steak and your tomatoes for ready for tomorrow, because it's very, very common mistake. Okay. So that's with regards to the Kaddish Iskabel. Yeah. okay, Simon Tofresh Pei Dalet tells us a bit about the Kiyas. The kias at Torah b'Chanukah. The leaning is on Chanukah. Okay. Korim b'Korbanos Hanisim Shepashas Nosrish Shlosh B'Chol Yoim. We lean the Korbanos of the Nisim Pash Nosrish three every day. Maschinim b'Birkas Kohanim. Some start by Birkas Kohanim. V'Yishoyim Shmetchinim b'Yom Kalois Moshe. Some start there. V'Chinologim Datz Lemenik of Ashkenazim. Koreosim Kohen Levi V'Yisrael Kore B'Yom Rishon. Okay, that's what the Siddurim generally have. Fish oim shekoin kore kolos a pashal b'yom rishon v'alei b'yisrael koren b'yom harishon v'chein noegin. Okay, there's various minhagim. Mishabur tells us, why is it that we lane the Nisim on Chanukah? Why do we do that? Why do we lane the Nisim on Chanukah? Why that? Absolutely, says the Mishneh Berurah, Seif Kotten, Aleph HaNesim, Mishum SheNigma, Meleches HaMishkon, Bechofei Bekislev. The completion of the Mishkon was on the 25th of Kislev. However, said this is really a hidden secret. It's interesting, very interesting topic. That Chanukah, besides the whole Yevonim and the Chashmonoim and that entire episode, which is really the root of the Yom Tov, besides that, there's something else which happened on that day. And that's Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis. That on that day the Mishkan was consecrated, it was completed, it was done. So it took them a good few months to work and create the Mishkan. Very, very importantly, it was the first day that it was actually completed. The first day it was completed, not really the inauguration, but the way it was completed was on Chofei Kislev. One has to ponder what the connection between that is. What's the connection between the completion of the Mishkan and Chanukah? There must be some deeper context. There must be something really interesting. What the connection is between Chanukah? Of course, the word Chanukah itself is Chanu. They completed, they rested. Bechofei v'kislev Chanukah. Of course, but it's got to be, and that's why we lay in those psukim. But it's got to be a deeper connection, which is something to think about. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah points out. What happens if you made a mistake in the laning? You laned the wrong psukim. It can happen. Depends which minion you go to. You read the wrong psukim on Chanukah. Yeah. I didn't notice. Yeah. So what happens then? What was the halacha?
No, we did it right.
You
read,
So Lemaisa, So he says that Bedieved im Tove Kor b'yom sheni shlochanek pashnasi shish v'chiyotzim. Mamash the scenario, the last line of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel. Im Tove Kor b'yom sheni shlochanek pashnasi shlish v'chiyotzim. Also, lohem is still yotze. Yotze Bedieved. The ink paid the b'yomim. At the end of the day, if you read the wrong days, the learning is still yotze. It's still the theme. It's still the topic of the day. It's still Chanukah. It's still Chanukah. Yeah. So if you read the wrong day. But yeah, just tell you it's a yeah. So the let me just finish the Shulchan Aruch until the base. Piyum sheni kore piyum hasheni ad pa echad ben boker v'levi ad piyum hashlishi v'isol chayz v'kore piyum hasheni v'al derech se b'chol yom. You read every day, it's relevant psukim. V'yeshoyim shisol kore piyum shne achav v'ainu piyum hashlishi v'chem b'cholim v'chem noyagin piyum hashmini maschilim piyum hashmini. Finally, on the eighth day, you say piyum hashmini v'goyimin kol haseda, and you read the entire psukim, the entire topic. The current parsha is shonish baloischa. And you also say the first psukim of baloischa. Now give me a sign. Bechen osus amanoyram. Finish off with the words. Kain osus amanoyram. These are the words that we complete the psukim on Zois Chanukah. That's why how we end. By the way, that's why the last day of Chanukah is commonly known as Zois Chanukah. This Chanukah because. Zois Chanukah is the psukim that we learn. Zois Chanukah. These are the Zois Chanukah. Now, and that's why it's generally called Zois Chanukah. The last day of Chanukah is generally known as Zois Chanukah because of the Kesa Torah that is taking place. Okay, Rabbi Sal, just to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned B'siyat Dishmaya, the halachas of the Hallel. You've got to say Hallel We start off with Ananisim. Ananisim is to be said on in Birkas Hamazon and on Shemana Esse. If you forget, you don't go back. There is a way out by saying Rachamon, which can be used both for the benching and it can also be at the very end of Shemana Esse. You can add by saying the Rachamon Uyasel Ananisim when he flows. We said that there is no specific Musaf on Chanukah, but if there is a Musaf, you say Ananisim. We also learned that the 8 days of Chanukah, we say the entire Hallel. We said the importance of Hallel is really crucial. And we also said that you don't say Tachnun, Tzidkos Chatzedek, Lam Natzach, during the days of Chanukah. We spoke about the Leining, various Minhogim, and we spoke about the Kaddish as well. This is what we covered this evening, and we will be, Mitzshem, learning the Siv Beis and Siv Gimel of Siman Tov Peish Peitet, and thereby completing Hilchos Chanukah Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow evening. I wish you a good Chanukah.